Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Former Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara announced his plans to transfer to Iowa. McNamara led the Wolverines to a Big Ten title in 2021, but lost the starting job this year. Caitlin Clark scored 45 points, but was unhappy with Iowa's defense in last night's loss to NC State. The Hawkeyes open Big Ten play Sunday at Wisconsin. U.S. National Team Manager Greg Berhalter says Christian Pulisic is looking pretty good to play tomorrow against the Netherlands. I'm Doug Thompson.
For the win!
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, where you can ask for the famous sound-off sandwich.
Four.
This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Welcome back, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Mike Palm, VP of Operations Circa Sports momentarily. Tom Cakert on Iowa coming up here in about 20 minutes. Trent and I will make our picks before we get out of here just before 1 o'clock. Make room for Murph and Andy. Let's head to Las Vegas. He's Mike Palm, VP of Op Circa. Mike, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you? Just got done hanging up my outside Christmas lights. The tree went up a couple weeks ago, but we got the outside lights done this morning.
Do you miss a white Christmas growing up here in the state of Iowa? Do you?
Absolutely.
Do you?
I really do. I do miss it. I miss the season. It's here, you know.
Yeah.
It's 8 months of summer, a month of fall, a month of spring, and 2 months of winter.
Right. Yeah, I see when we're out there next week, the high's going to be in the 50s, Mike.
Oh yeah, it'll be in the upper 50s, and that'll continue through. We know we had been getting into the upper 30s in the evening, but it's so nice in the daytime.
Well, William says he's packing his Speedo. He's going up the stadium swimming. He's going in.
Lord.
Yeah,
it's warm. I was there when it was chilly.
I know you. Are you?
And it was.
Did you get in?
Warm. Oh, absolutely. I did my podcast instant reaction from the pool.
Did you? Really?
Of course, yes.
Well,
got to live it up when you're at stadium swim. That place is immaculate.
No kidding. Absolutely. How was last night for you guys? Did you have a? I mean, I'm sure you needed one of the two teams. How bad did you need? And how did it go?
Well, we started out needing the Bills. The number actually dropped from 3.5 to 3 around 11 a.m., but then it was Buffalo money from there on out. Mm. Ended up closing 4. Some places closed 4.5, so we made a small loser on the game.
So what was that steam that was coming in? I mean, I know you're always trying to figure out where this money's coming from. Is it a syndicate coming in, those kind of things? What do you anticipate was coming in? Because, boy, it was just... It felt very odd yesterday. Ken and I talked a little bit about it, where that money was coming in from.
There was a couple sharp guys that came in on Buffalo around noon. And then I think, you know, some of these groups have a lot of followers, you know, and mm-hmm. if they release a play, then not only do you get their play, but then you get hit, you know, 20, 30, 40 times, depending on the game. So, and then it goes in that direction. And then we really didn't get much buyback on the Patriots at 4. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, going into the morning, I thought we really needed Buffalo because it was Patriots money during the week.
Interesting. Let's get to something George Kliavkov said yesterday. I think it was yesterday, earlier in the week anyways. And it's something that Trent and I, we harp on it. I think the audience is sick of us saying it. Just the fact that, you know, college football has to a lesser extent, but take a page out of the NFL's book when it comes to injuries, right? Because there's just so many people, you know, that might know something, and then the lack of transparency gets in a dangerous area. Kliavkov wants to have some kind of injury report. I don't need to know player X has a bad knee. I just need to know if he's going to or not going to play. Jim Delaney, in one of his final press conferences, I think it was probably 2018 or 19, at Media Days, he said something similar and then nothing happened. Do you think that injury reports with the expansion around the country of gambling is going to come sooner rather than later, Mike?
I don't, you know, at the college level, Kenny, it's about, a lot about eligibility reports, because the big things that happen are you get 3 guys are suspended for something that happens internally and okay. only a few people know about it.
Yeah.
That's the bigger problem more than injury. It's eligibility, whether it's academic or behavior-related. But look, the NFL has had an embarrassing year as far as I'm concerned with this as well. And not just the Peterman tweet 45 minutes before kickoff, but we didn't know if Chase Daniel or Justin Herbert was starting that game against Jacksonville. I mean, there are conflicting reports in the last 30 minutes before kickoff. And we didn't even know 2 weeks ago that Josh Allen was starting against Minnesota. It was thought not. So, I mean, the NFL has to be better at this, too. I mean, I think the Bears should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the result did not hurt the bettors on the news because it just covered easily even with Simeon. But, I mean, that's ridiculous to put that out. And then if you were following on Tuesday, Aquamania St. Brown, the Bears receiver, said we're in the locker room 20 minutes before the game. We've got our phone out and see a tweet, Trev's not playing. We're like, what the hell's going on? We walked over to Trev. We're like, Trev, you ain't playing? He's like, no, I'm playing. And, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Unthinkable that that could happen in a billion-dollar corporation, yet here we are. Let's get to the NFL slate. Such a fun one. And a game that doesn't have a national TV window, but probably should. Miami-San Francisco. I just love this game. I want to see the great 49er defense against what Miami's doing, getting it out quick with Tua, on and on and on. What are you guys seeing betting-wise in this game? I'm happy to sit back. I don't think I'm even going to have a bet on it. This is a rare game for me anymore that I just want to watch football and not have a bet going with it.
I'm taking the kids to Universal Studios this weekend.
Nice.
So I'll be watching some film late Sunday night or Monday morning. This is one of the games I want to watch.
Yeah.
I tell you, Trent, there's like six games that I'm not sure who's going to win this. I would have a tough time picking the winner.
Yeah.
I mean, going through the slate, Steelers, Falcons, Jaguars, Lions. I think the Jets are live in Minnesota. Commanders, Giants.
Tough.
Dolphins, 49ers, Chiefs, Bengals, Raiders, Chargers. I mean, there's, what, six or seven? I mean, this is a really compelling weekend in my mind, at least competitive weekend in the NFL. Look, yeah, I think we learn a lot about the Dolphins. This offense has been high-flying. Tua seems to have guys running 5 yards beyond anyone every week, and they've used that up-inside running game very effectively. Now, can the 49ers shut it down? We'll see. I'm not making many bets because I won't be around to be able to monetize them or get off them or create middles. So I'll have very few pre-flops. I'm thinking about taking a little Dolphins money line, though.
Interesting. What would you do, Kansas City, Cincinnati? Cincinnati's a home dog.
These were two terrific games last year. Remember that game in Cincinnati in the regular season?
Yes.
Eight plays from inside the five to end the game, and then of course, the AFC Championship game where they outplayed them in the second half. I don't know. I mean, I've been high on the Bengals here for 3 or 4 weeks, and yet here come the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs struggle on turf. I just really do. I think their offense actually is worse on turf. I think the Bengals are really live here, but I probably won't get involved. I would think about teasing the Bengals up over 7 because I don't think they're going to get blown out at home.
What about Packers and the Bears? It's the great unknown right now. Fields, will he, won't he? Rodgers, he's going to make it a go. But a rivalry game, this is the one we've had a bunch of Bears. David Kaplan has told us this is a game, the only one he wants them to win the rest of the year as they're playing for draft position as well. You seen anything interesting in Green Bay, Chicago this weekend?
It's all about Fields, right? There's such a difference. And even some question marks about whether Rodgers is going to play. I think it makes more difference if Fields and then actually Rodgers, if you think about it, the status. I couldn't get involved in this game unless I knew Fields was playing. And if I knew Fields was playing, I'd probably look over in this spot. The Bears' defense is horrific. Injuries, they've made a lot of trades. They're building to the future. And the Packers have shown the ability to run the ball. If Rodgers is playing, they should score. And Fields is a dangerous threat. Let's face it, as a dual threat quarterback, if he's healthy. So, but I'd have to know for sure if Fields was playing.
A lot of parlays, I'm guessing, tomorrow, Mike, with all the championships. And a lot of them I will probably kick off tonight with either USC, and I would think mostly USC-Utah. Pac-12, Utah beat them last time. Do you subscribe to the it's hard to beat a team twice in the same year theory? And how do you see the Pac-12 tonight? Circa has USC a two-point favorite.
Matt Metcalf told me on Wednesday, he's not coming off three. He said, I'm not coming off three because everybody in the world wants to bet Utah in this game. And so I don't want to come off three. But we've taken so much Utah money, we've had to come off of it. What are you going to do? We're trying to get some USC buyback. This could be a horrible game if it lands three for us. I just feel it's a little bit different than Oregon. Remember, they blew out Oregon at right tackle, and then they punched them in the face in Las Vegas. Remember the first drive of the game, fourth and two from their own 46. They just ran it right down the throat, crushed Oregon. I think this is a little bit different team. USC is better than that Oregon team was last year. Here's the thing, if you want to bet Utah, remember it's 11 against 21. It's not even 11 against 18, but you got everybody involved from the commissioner's office at the Pac-12 desperately need USC to win this game. You know, west of the Plain States haven't been relevant in the playoffs, honestly, in a decade. You know, and I'm not talking about a Chris Peterson Washington team who, you know, the big drama was, can they score against Alabama? But a team that could actually beat a Georgia or a Michigan and USC. So the whole Pac-12 needs, outside of Utah, wants USC. I think that's a factor.
So you got also this weird game this weekend. New Mexico State, they applied for a waiver in order to get bowl eligibility. Then they got the waiver and said, no, you're good, you don't have to play the game. But they'd already scheduled against Valpo. Valpo plays in the same conference as Drake. It's a non-scholarship league, the Pioneer League, that they play in. Are you guys going to even lay a number with this? Is it even worth messing? Valpo hasn't played since November 21st.
I haven't seen a number anywhere on the game. Honestly, I've looked at several books and I haven't seen a number. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd even book it. There's just too much variable in this game. I'll ask Metcalf later today if they've made a decision on it. But I doubt it, and I doubt there would be much action on it.
What are you seeing as far as the holiday tournaments that have come and gone now? How busy were you guys? Is there one that's more popular? Does it change every year just because of the teams changing?
It changes because of the teams changing. This Bill Knight thing, we had good action on.
Did you?
This is really going to build up to be the premier one, isn't it? I mean, with two divisions,
yeah.
And they're getting the premier teams. And I like that they put Oregon State, Portland. I'm sure Gonzaga is going to play in it every year because of proximity. This thing could build up to be bigger than, you know, Maui was or the Alaska Shootout or any of them, I think.
World Cup tomorrow morning starts, what time? 8 o'clock out there. By the way, I saw a picture of the ballroom, the Mexican fans last week were in the ballroom. This past week, earlier in the week, they took over the sports book. My God, what a great place to be. Even if you don't like soccer or you're not from that country, just to get involved in it. It's an experience, isn't it?
It's 7 a.m. the USA plays. It's really disappointing that Mexico didn't advance. They gave up the late goal, but they were going to not advance based on yellow cards anyhow. But and I've heard a lot of people in Qatar talking about it's bad for the World Cup that Mexico didn't advance because their fan base was, if not the biggest and most passionate, one of the top two or three. I mean, they brought, you know, the Argentina, Mexico, and the ballroom had 1,000 people. Mexico... 4 years ago in June at 7 a.m. at 95 degree heat out in the asphalt when it wasn't even had turf then. Jeez. At DLV to 1,100 people in the World Cup 4 years ago. They are very, very passionate fans. In terms of rights, the USA-Iran match on Tuesday did more handle than three of the NFL games on Sunday.
That's
to put it
wild.
In perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you guys got beat, right? Because it's like being in, everybody's betting the Golden Knights when they were first in existence. I'm guessing everybody's got a USA ticket. Or not everybody, but most people.
Yeah, we got beat. But I'm interested in tomorrow because I think this is a really cheap price on Belgium. I'm interested, you know, 105, lay 105 on the three-way. Now the U.S. might force a 0-0 draw. And then they go to added time and penalties. But I would think that some professionals are going to get involved with Belgium here. I would think this number would be closer to 140. But it's obviously altered by the number of Americans and where the bets are taking place. I don't know if in Europe what the number is for an outfit like William Hill that books in Europe or some of these others, what that number is. I'm sure it's drastically different.
And speaking of that weird game that I mentioned to you, Metcalf has posted it. It is New Mexico State minus 31 against Valpo, and I'm already involved in that one. Nice. As I got to jump in and play this ridiculous game. You guys do incredible work. And, Mike, we've talked about our relationship all the time. Last year, I'm like, hey, can you get us a line for Slippery Rock Iowa Exhibition? Sure.
Yep.
wrestling. We got the Iowa State duel coming up Sunday. You guys will have that line available on the Circus Sports app tomorrow afternoon. Talk to Jeff Benson about that. Earlier in the week, people will be able to fire at that. Iowa State women next week, and of course, the Iowa State men. Any chance we could get a look-ahead line for Iowa State on the men's side? Maybe get that out a day earlier. How difficult is that to pull off? And plus, I know Iowa plays Duke, and that's got to impact it on Tuesday night as well.
Yeah, that's the problem. But we could probably get a line on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning for it. I'll talk to Matt and Dylan Sullivan, who does a lot of our college basketball. We got some really good guys, too. Richie Bacchilleri, you know, is working for us. Nick McDonough. We got a lot of guys with a lot of experience. Some of them are specialties on college basketball as well. So maybe we can get that game up on Wednesday afternoon for you.
Well, I'll be hanging with you, so I'll remind you to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching Duke and Iowa on Tuesday night. Then Wednesday morning, Mike, we're getting up. We got a 9 o'clock reservation at Bacon Nation.
you'll love it. You'll love it.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. What's the mood back there with the Cade McNamara news? Is there a lot of excitement?
Yes.
Giddy, putting it mildly, giddy. I think it's a great move.
Now find an offensive coordinator and a couple of receivers. Yep. And maybe another offensive lineman or two.
Other than that.
Not much of a wish list, right?
Could this be Ferentz's first quarterback since, and I can't finish the sentence, really.
You know, Stanley was okay.
Yeah.
Bethard.
We're both Bethard fans because it's so tough.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Tate was good. Brad Stanzi. Banks, obviously. Stanzi.
They've had good ones.
Yeah.
Nobody as accurate, though, as McNamara.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mike, enjoy your trip over to L.A. tomorrow. We'll see you in person, Tuesday night and Wednesday, and then the crew's going to be there Thursday as well. Thank you, Mike Palm. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Great weekend, too.
Yep, take care. Mike Palm, VP Operations at Circus Sports. You can download the Circus Sports app. You can go to the website, circavegas.com, reservations. You can see it all there, the casino, the restaurants, the resorts, sports books, stadium swim. 50 degrees, Williams in his Speedo. No.
Chilly.
Yeah.
But when you get in the water. Oh, and not only that, you get a cabana.
Yeah.
You get a couple of robes. Okay. Utilize those, too. Those are very nice.
Tom Kaker joins us next. By the way, the Fuller Dental Contest is now live at the Miller & Condon Twitter account. What does that mean? What does it entail? Well, Dr. Stephen Fuller, fullerdental.net, two locations, East 29th and now in Southeast 8th Street in Altoona. It's a brand-new office. They have got us tickets for the Cyhawk Women, the Cyhawk Men. You've got an opportunity to win them. Go to Miller & Condon Twitter account. You have to use the hashtag Fuller Dental, but women's tickets, men's tickets for next week, and then next week another treat from Doc Fuller. He's got four Wisconsin tickets for you to give away on Thursday.
All right.
So thank you to Dr. Stephen Fuller as he continues to provide his ducats to see his Hawks. But Wednesday, Thursday, it'll be to see the Hawks and the Clones. Miller and Condon. We're on Des Moines Sports Station. 106.0.
No. Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem?
In Ankeny.
With year-end approaching, you may have a surplus of dental care as part of your health plan. Fuller Dental has appointments available between now and year's end. Visit FullerDental.net or call 515-266-3437. 266-3437 to schedule your appointment at Fuller Family Dental. Fuller Associates Family Dentistry, located near Grandview Golf Course in Des Moines, and a new location in Altoona. Online, Fuller.
Holidays and more.
Miller and Condon, welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO, and his regular spot, Tom Kaker, HawkeyeReport.com. Boy, he's had a week covering this, trying to keep ahead of this, and he had the behind-the-scenes info, Tom broke it, that the Cade McNamara to Iowa came together during a phone call on Tuesday night with the head coach, Kirk Ferentz. Tom, well done on that nugget, that little layer of this McNamara commitment to the Hawks. How are you, Tom Kaker?
I'm doing well.
thanks for having me on. And you know, Trent and I had a discussion about Cade a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and look what happened.
Yeah, you floored me when you guys put this out there. I had not heard this.
Well, and I was just telling Tom, as addicted, Ken, as you are to Twitter and message boards, I was shocked that you hadn't seen anything until I brought it up last Friday in our conversation with Tom, but it's something that has been in the works for a while. And Tom, it's been in the works not just with people reaching out and the way that this goes in today's world, but a huge component of this is the NIL collective Iowa Swarm. Yep. So fill us in the details that you can on that front and how this kind of came into being.
Yeah, there's, you know, they really can't, you know, there's nothing that they can really discuss other than just kind of let him know what it's about. And those sorts of things. So that's really all it was at this point, was just kind of some general discussions about, hey, here's our collective and here's what we do. But, you know, I think everybody knows how business gets done. And there's going to be all over college sports from here on out, there is going to be a lot of wink, wink kind of stuff going on. You know, it's just, that's how business is. That's how it's been done in the SEC for decades.
Yep.
And now it's just everywhere where, you know, they can't technically talk, but there's somebody that's close here talking to somebody that's close there that kind of gives you the information you need to know. And that's how business is going to get done here. And that's how, you know, and in some cases, you know, some of the players that are entering the portal are reaching out to other schools before they're even in the portal, or people at those schools, you know, some guy that they might know who's a player at that school. Hey, can you check? Would they be interested in me? Can you ask one? You know, that sort of stuff is going on all over the place, too.
Yeah, indeed it would be. So, Tom, Cade McNamara coming to Iowa, does he have a wink-wink that there's going to be changes on the offensive staff, particularly the offensive coordinator position? I mean, I would have to think that he knows what the coaching staff is going to look like before he was willing to say, yep, Iowa City's where I'm going to spend the next couple of years.
Well, I can probably say this, but I can't say this with certainty. But I do know that the McNamaras have a good relationship with John Budmeyer, who's, you know, the offensive analyst position this past year, kind of helping out with the quarterbacks to the level that he can. It's obviously a little bit of a limited role, but just, you know, some of those things that he can do. So that there is that relationship, and I think that certainly helped. And it wouldn't surprise me if maybe there's an opening on the offensive side of the ball and John Budmeyer's ending up, you know, being on the offensive staff on a more prominent basis, if you will. And I think that's probably where we would look to see something happening. And then he can coach, you know, Cade McNamara. Potentially. I'm sure if he's going to be added to the staff, why would you not add him as a quarterback coach?
Yeah,
he's a quarterback.
It does make a whole lot of sense. Now, who is he going to throw to is the next great question. Keegan Johnson, gone. Harlan Bruce, gone. Not a whole lot of options out there. Deontay Vines, there's rumblings about him possibly also entering the transfer portal. They're shopping right now. Fill us in on some details. There's a D2 kid from Hillsdale where they got Van Valkenburg, who had a monster season, big receiver, 6'3" Alabama kid that had 6 touchdowns this year. Flipper Anderson's son, that got me excited. Fill us in, who are some of these transfer targets I was after?
Yeah, the D2 kid, Talasa, I think is how you say his name, or Telasa, is really good. And, he's going to probably, I think, visit next weekend is the plan right now. So I suspect they're going to get him. I think that's probably, been in the works for a bit here. So look for him to be a big target. And the rest of them, you know, I know that I'm sure Cade McNamara is working on some guys.
Is he good?
You know, he has a national name.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many of the quarterbacks that are going to be jumping into the portal and finding a new landing place can put on their resume, played in college football playoff semifinal game as a starting quarterback.
Right.
There's nobody else that's going to be doing that.
That's limited.
In terms of a portal.
Yeah, that's limited.
Yeah, that's a limited pool of people. Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
So I think he's going to be out there, and, you know, guys who want to have playing time, I think there's going to be some available in Iowa City.
Hmm. Tom, I heard a name yesterday that I hadn't heard before that may be thinking of leaving. Justin Jacobs. What are you hearing? Any? Is there any smoke around that name?
I haven't. You know, that had popped up probably about a year or so ago.
All right, this is way more recent.
The Ohio State stuff had popped up in the past.
Quack quack.
But yeah, the Ducks maybe. I know that the Ducks are throwing money around everywhere, and you know, they tried to throw it towards a kid at Southeast Polk High School.
Right.
So you know, a lot of green. Yeah. A lot of green from the Ducks.
Speaking of green, go ahead, finish up, sorry.
I kind of think he's going to stay put, but who knows?
Gotcha. So speaking of the collective and the Iowa Swarm, I see 200 people signed up yesterday when folks, I think that the fan base, maybe around the country, we know it's here. We just don't know what to make of it yet, and we don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I'm my $25 a month, is that really going to make a difference? Well, like if there's enough of you putting $25 a month, it is. It was good to see that Hawkeye fans. No, they responded yesterday. What did you guys have? Like a couple of hundred signups after the news that McNamara's coming.
Yeah, it was. That's a good day for those guys, and you know, all I'm doing over there is just kind of interviewing kids, mm-hmm. so. I don't really have anything to do with the day-to-day operation, but I'm just hosting their Swarm TV stuff, which has been a lot of fun and a good time. So I think people finally saw that. I think people were just skeptical that Kirk would go into the portal and get anything, mm-hmm. and now they've seen him go in and get arguably the most high-profile player that's in the portal right now and land him as the starting quarterback, the position that they needed to upgrade the most. So, by the way, one other thing, there's some rumbling today that maybe Keegan Johnson is having second thoughts.
We'll see. Whoa. What there. Whoa.
Interesting.
Well, I think we all know where he was likely headed, right?
Yeah. Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we know who the receivers coach was going to be, right?
Mickey Joseph.
Well, I don't think Mickey's going to be the receivers coach now.
I don't think I think he's going to be out of football, honestly.
Yeah.
After that, just awful. Hey, who's going to be the quarterback in the bowl game? What if anything, have you heard on Petras's injury? And even if he is fine, would he play in the game?
Yeah, he would play if he could, but the indications I got this week was that Spencer's probably not going to be available for the bowl game.
So it'd be Labus.
Due to a shoulder injury. So you're going to see Joe Labus, probably.
And if Labus goes out and plays well, there's going to be some upset people.
Just because he didn't get a chance to play well this year.
And we heard just how far behind that.
Then we have a quarterback controversy.
There we go.
Right? What did you spend all that money on McNamara? You had the guy right here all the time.
Getting those clicks in April.
Who he's going to throw to in the bowl game will be interesting, too.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, there's a chance that Nico Ragaini is going to be back next year, too.
That'd be nice. They need it. They need certainly help there. How about Laporta? After the injury that he sustained late in the season, it's a bowl game, you know, Mayo Bowl, Music City, whatever it turns out to be. Would you anticipate, even if he's right, he might sit this one out?
If I were him, I would not be, and I had a knee issue, I would not be playing in the bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Yep.
But, you know, Sam's built different. Sam probably wants to play. He probably doesn't like going out the way he went out and probably wants to play in the game. But, you know, if I were advising him, I would say, get yourself healthy for the combine, son, and go run fast there.
You hate to put absolutes on anything. Proctor, though, for all intents and purposes, locked up in your mind. Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
Iowa-wise.
I think so. Yes. Everything has calmed down there. There were some rumblings that he was maybe going to take another visit, but those have gone away. I think he's kind of told everybody, look, I'm going to sign with Iowa. So you never rule anything out at this point with anything, because the insanity that is the portal and recruiting right now is just so unpredictable. But I would be surprised if he's not signing with Iowa.
And Iowa also sniffing around for offensive line help. I heard there was a center from Cincinnati maybe looking at that, and then just kind of figure out guard, right? You got Proctor on one side, Richmond on the other. You feel good about tackle. Figure out the interior, and if you can find a center and move Logan Jones over to guard, maybe even back to defense, whatever it is, because I'll tell you, Tom, it just didn't work for Logan Jones this year at center. The snaps were slow all season long. Him as a guard, maybe that's a lot better if you can find a center.
You remember last year in the portal when Iowa tried to get involved with that center from Virginia that ended up
absolutely
in Michigan?
Yes.
And how good that dude was at Michigan this year.
Right.
I mean, holy cow, what a difference he could have made if they could have gotten more involved with him. But unfortunately, they didn't. And I would tend to agree with you that maybe Logan just would be more natural. But I'm also going to look at the idea that maybe an off season will kind of help him flourish. But you're right, the snaps were just slow all year. It just seems like he was overthinking it all the time.
Mm. Torrey Taylor coming back?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. He's what, 26 before the season starts next year? 25, 26? Yeah.
He'll be collecting Social Security before he's eligible for the NFL draft, right?
Oh, my gosh. He's eligible now. I'm surprised. It's just go get the money, because he's going to get paid when he decides to. Even though he's just a punter, he'll be a highly coveted one. Tom, have a wonderful week. It's going to be busy. Cy-Hawk Wednesday, Cy-Hawk Thursday, all of the football stuff that continues to show.
Duke and Iowa at Madison Square Garden, right. Tuesday, and I'll be there.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That is nice. When are you going? Monday?
Yeah, going to fly out Monday.
Come back Wednesday. So, take a couple of days. Yep. The Big Apple. Why not? Where are they going bowling, Tom?
Right now, I would probably they've got to end up in the mayonnaise bowl.
I think they are too.
It has to happen.
And they have to win.
And Kirk has to say yes to the mayonnaise on his head.
You have to win.
And Will Levis has to throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Oh, my. Wouldn't that
be
something?
What a dream.
Tom Cakert, have a great trip to New York, Tom. Talk to you next Friday. Thanks for doing this.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Yep, thank you. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Good hit with Tom. All right, our picks coming up. Again, Miller and Condon on our Twitter account. If you would like to win tickets to the Cy-Hawk Women or the Cy-Hawk Men, we've got two different contests going. These tickets are courtesy of our friends at FullerDental.net, Dr. Stephen Fuller, Dr. Kelsey. She's running the Altoona branch, the newly opened Altoona offices on Southeast 8th Street in Altoona, of course, East 29th Street in Des Moines. But go to the Miller and Condon Twitter page. You'll see the contest. You have to use the hashtag Fuller Dental. Want to win tickets to see the women's game or the men's game this Wednesday / Thursday? There's where you can find the contest. Miller and Condon back with our picks on Des Moines Sports Station 106.KXNO. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you get $150 in free bets.
And everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with the DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and put together a bunch of different bets. Which team will win, player props, yardage, point totals, and a whole lot more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, and the bigger your shot at a big, big win.
So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code KXNO. Bet a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. It's only a DraftKings Sportsbook with the code KXNO. To know where you must be 21 or older. Iowa only. The bonus is issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in is required. 10 plus leg required for the 100% boost. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.com. www.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-8.
You get your podcast.
Joined by Dr. Kelly Jansma from Elite Eye Care in Waukee and the Eye Company in Ankeny. Dr. Jansma, you do so much more than just new glasses and contacts.
We also provide medical eye care for things like dry eyes, eye allergies, glaucoma, diabetic eye care, and especially urgent things. We want to encourage you to call our office when you have an eye emergency instead of going to urgent care where they might not be properly equipped to diagnose and manage an eye condition.
That's Elite Eye Care on University Avenue in Waukee and the Eye Company.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Football Friday picks from Miller and Condon on KXNO. Brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be with Circa Sports Iowa.
All right, Miller and Condon, welcome back. Final few minutes here on a Friday. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. I know it's basketball, it's football, there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. How much will potential... Are you excited at all about it this way? Excited at all about the winter meetings in baseball?
No, God.
Because I think we're going to see some movement, maybe some big names. This used to be a big event.
Not for me.
It was for me.
Nah, it just it doesn't fit for me. Too much other things going on.
There's no denying that.
The World Cup also kind of throwing a wrench into things. And
yeah. Will you watch tomorrow morning? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Will you bet the Americans tomorrow morning?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
I like making money.
Right?
And I've continued to make money. On the winning day yesterday. Really? Yeah, hit Japan. Had Costa Rica ahead against Germany. That was 25-1,
yeah. Right? Yeah.
Plus 750 with Team Japan yesterday. That was a good one. Didn't fire anything today, but more than likely going to be on the Netherlands. I already got a play that is looking to head to the green. Akron getting 12.5 against Buffalo in a makeup game. They're up 9-0. Are the Zips.
And Buffalo needs this for bowl eligibility. Jeez.
And they are down. Gave up a touchdown early on. And
it's in Buffalo. Yeah, of course it is because of the storm. Yep. All right, Trent, let's get to our picks. We stink at this. But
hey, I had a winning week again last week.
I'll let you speak for yourself. I stink at this. But nonetheless, let's get to them.
Trying to climb up above Mount 500, and we still got a long ways to go. We do it this week with two college, two pro, and our best bet. Kicking things off. I asked Mike Palm about it earlier this hour. You get to have a line for New Mexico State Valpo, and they do. Thank you to Matt Metcalf and the crew at Circa. They're the only sportsbook right now that has a line for this one. I had this handicapped upwards of 40. Somebody I really respect with numbers had it at 42.5. And I only have to lay 31 with the Aggies. Yes. Give me Jerry Kill. New Mexico State minus 31 against Valpo with pick number one. Pick number two, we jump over to the American Championship game. Tulane, a great story. Mm-hmm. Best team since Sean King was their quarterback in the late 90s. We saw this game. We saw this game where Central Florida, they're very two similar profile teams. Central Florida is just a little bit better at it. I get this one's in New Orleans. I know the pomp and circumstance that's going to surround it, but this thing is steaming up to 4 now. I have to grab the points. Give me the Golden Knights with pick number 2 plus the 4. We go to the NFL next, and we go to the Meadowlands. That is where the Giants welcome in Washington. It was a fun story at the beginning of the year, what the Giants were. They're not very good. Washington is good. And I only have to lay 2.5.
Can I caution you? I'm on Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of the picks right now.
Okay.
We'll see when we get to Sunday and we fire if that's going to be the case. Give me Washington minus 2 right now at Circa with pick number 3. Pick number 4, automatic play for me. Quarterback going up against his old team. We saw this week 1 Seattle against Denver, and I'm doing it again. Give me Houston. They're not good. I'm getting a touchdown against Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. We will grit our teeth and take a bad team. Give me the Texans with pick number 4. My best bet of the week. Payback. Yes, it is big. Twice now, Cincinnati has beat Kansas City. Can you really beat Patrick Mahomes 3 straight times? I don't believe that you can. And I only have to lay 2 on top of it. Yeah, I will do that gladly. On the road, give me Kansas City minus the 2 with my best bet of the week against Cincinnati.
All right, Trent, let's get my picks out of the way with. I'm with you on Washington, laying the two. Circus got that number over the Giants, and yes, they were a very good story to begin the year. And Washington, they're kind of sneaking up on some people, these commies are. Taylor Heineke, fun story. The Chargers take their show on the road. They go to Las Vegas. Game is a pickle. Herbert? V. Carr? Give me Herbert and the Chargers. Pick number two. To the college game, I'll start in the Big 12. I'm going to take K-State over TCU. Give me the 2.5. And K-State, I hope TCU, even if they do lose, they've got to be in the playoff, don't they?
I hope so.
I just can't. I think the country's got Alabama fatigue. And even Bama said the country's got Alabama fatigue, which means they must have it. My heart's telling me to take Tulane. I'm going to. I want to see Troy Dannon's squad advance. I'll take Tulane. I got it at 3.5. There are still some 3.5s out there, Trent Connor. My best bet goes tonight in Las Vegas. USC, Utah. I will lay the deuce. I laid the two. And
sounds like your picks.
I know. They have stunk. USC, my best bet of the week. All right, that's going to do it for us. Miller and Connor Twitter account, Cyhawk Tickets. To the women and the men, you can win them. You can see the details there. TC, I will see you a week from today.
Yeah, enjoy a little vacay, a little sun and fun and a little work on top of it. We will talk to you next Friday.
Indeed. Murph and Addy coming up in 5 minutes. The Drive with Heather and Sean from 3 until 6. Have a wonderful weekend here on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.